This time of year, playing in playoff games, coaches challenging you, teammates challenging you. For us, it was all about making game-changing plays. It's something we've talked about really as a secondary all year.
You know, I don't think I even really need to challenge those guys. They do such a good job of challenging themselves, challenging each other.
Quarterback steps into a throw to the right. That ball picked off. Come on, by McCourty.
I didn't get to stay in bounds and make some yards like these guys did, though.
He throws down the middle, too tall for Hopkins. Deflected, picked off by Ryan. Has it as he runs right to the 20. Angles right to the
same play we talked about probably seconds before it happened. So, I mean, that's football. Sometimes things bounce your way.
He throws down the middle, too tall, picked off in center field by Daron Harmon.
I told Dad, though.
After
he
got
the pick, I was like, "Bro, I'm getting the last one." I'm like, "Y'all can't get two picks, and then I'm not getting nothing. That's going to look crazy."
And he said it all game.
Big day for Rutgers.
And to hear the Rutgers name in a positive light is definitely exciting. Always good news to hear.
Y'all remember why?
Yeah, it's funny, Rutgers connection. Yeah. Well, years ago, I remember. I don't know what year. What, 14 maybe?
Yeah.
It was cold. We had a cold spell of practices, and we were out there with our hand warmers, and we always warm up together. And we're joking when we're warming up, and we're, you know, it's cold out. We might look a little cold, and Bill, I remember coming over, and he said, "You guys are soft as marshmallows."
Practice.
So next thing I know, I was like, "Okay, we're soft as marshmallows. Whatever, we go do practice." The next day, I walk into my seat where I sit every single day, and all three of us had a big bowl of marshmallows. I had to be 50 pounds of marshmallows.
Yeah, it was a lot of, I think it was like
20 pounds. Super wasteful, Bill. He said, "Rutgers guys are soft as marshmallows."
We used to be tough, and we got soft.
With the hand warmers and all that stuff. So I think that was a good way to get back at Bill and give us our credit 2 years later.
2 years later.
It was a good night for us.
A diving tackle by Devin McCourty.
A hard hit by his former Rutgers teammate, Devin McCourty.
Devin McCourty comes over
McCourty.
And lays out Demaryius Thomas.
I would say Dev's best attribute is it's real natural. You know, it's not forced. He's not he's a hoot and hollering guy when he needs to be. But at the end of the day, I think leadership with us is guys who perform well on Sundays.
Like, he is the leader of our defense. Everybody looks to Dev because he's been here the longest. He can play any position on the field. And he just has the brains to get everybody lined up. So it's just amazing to be able to learn from somebody like that.
I get a copy of this. They don't usually say these nice things to me on the regular.
I'm their coach now, so I have to, it's a kind of a different perspective for me, but I think that they can maybe trust me a little bit more because kind of before I was a coach, we were players together. So I think they respect my opinion, not speaking for them, but I think so.
He's a guy who I think sometimes sees the game through different eyes than the rest of the defensive coaching staff. So already having a background and familiarity with each other, I think allows him to be very open with us.
You know, their input, nothing is more valuable to me as a coach than what my players think. So I absolutely, all the time I'm asking, I'm probably to an annoyance to them because I want to know, what do you guys think? What do you see? Do you like to do this? Do you like to do that?
Steve will easily come in and say, "What do you think about this? You know, this is what I think. What do you think?" And to see him come in April, you know, as a first-time position coach, and just the growth he's had throughout the season and the confidence he's building of, you know, this is what I want on this, is what I want on that, and, you know, that doesn't do anything but make us better as a group. And I think he's had a good impact on the safety group and the defense overall.
Great, great working relationship.
Feel this moment. Feel this moment.
I think the playoffs here, you know, it's expected, you know, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
You know, everything with the playoffs here, it's earned.
It's just hard work, and I think we expect the hard work to eventually pay off for us if we just keep putting it in, and we do that.
Man, they got all the good answers. That's the next question. That's the next question.
You talk about playing a team in October and then playing them mid-January. They're not the same. We're not the same. Both teams are a lot better. It's just going to be a battle. It's going to be a clash of two really good football teams.